This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still calling mail-in voting as an option in the 2020 general election, a catastrophe waiting to happen. In an Oval Office event yesterday with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, the president said mail-in voting would be, in many places, a disaster.
Absentee voting, great. But this mail-in voting where they mail indiscriminately millions and millions of ballots to people, you're never going to know who won the election. You can't have that.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease and a member of the COVID-19 task force says he's had to hire security to protect his daughter because of death threats. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying that he never thought people would go that far as to object to public health principles about COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the blast in Beirut earlier this week that killed over 130 people and injured thousands more was likely an accident. That statement at the Aspen University conference was in sharp contrast with President Trump's suggestion that it was a terrorist attack. Lebanese officials say it was caused by the detonation of tons of ammonium nitrate, a chemical that had been confiscated from a cargo ship in 2013 and stored in a port warehouse ever since. Joe Biden is on board with providing more funding for law enforcement. During a virtual fundraiser, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee argued that he wants to get police more money to deal with the awful problems they face on the job, the former VP saying that he also hopes to provide access to community policing and to make sure departments have social workers and psychologists on their staffs. And this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Weekly jobless claims have just been released by the feds. They're down for the first time in weeks. The Labor Department reporting just under 1.2 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, and that's a quarter million fewer than the week before. About 100 people got into a brawl at a hotel near Disneyland last night. Two people behind bars after the fight broke out when a child apparently got pushed into the pool and their family took exception to it. Cops say Anaheim's Cambria Hotel and Suites has been a hot spot for problems very much lately, and they say they've been called there 17 times in just the past month because of other fights and near drownings. One recent guest telling NBC4 in Anaheim that he's reported the hotel because it allows hundreds of people to swim there amid coronavirus restrictions. Orange County's health department is investigating the property. And it was a year ago tomorrow that federal immigration agents raided chicken processing plants in the state of Mississippi. They took about 700 people into custody. As of today, we'll be getting the latest on the investigation that has led to a number of prosecutions. U.S. Attorney Mike Hurst is to be joined by ICE and Homeland Security investigations officials in giving an update in Jackson. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And in the midst of COVID-19, nobody said it was going to be easy, right? But fear not. We've got a U.S. Constitution. We have a legacy, 244 plus years of history here, pursuing truth no matter where it leads, and, you know, believing in what our founders said that, look, this is the opportunity of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With us right now is the director of Jihad Watch, a Shulman Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and author of the new book, Rating America's Presidents. Robert Spencer joins us now. Robert, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Always good to be here, Bill. Great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you very much. Even in spite of all this COVID stuff that's going around, before I came west, I'm on the West Coast right now, I did take my test. I took the COVID test and the antibodies, and I was negative in both cases. I was hoping at least I might have an antibody or two, but nonetheless, made it here. Everybody was appropriately socially distanced and wearing a mask. And, of course, here in California, and we've got a mayor wanting to cut off people's water. And, you know, it's just kind of insane. The underbelly and the character of some of these politicians, how it's on full display. And if the voters aren't taking note, we're going to end up reproducing this mess.
Yes, no doubt about that. It's an incredible totalitarian impulse that's being revealed now among many of these mayors and governors all over the country.
But, you know, here we've been focused so much, we're talking about this, on, you know, bending the curve on this COVID-19, right? But what we've got to bend the curve on is this fear factor. I mean, Robert, I don't know about you, but man, I keep running into people and they just have this look on their face, this foreboding look. Whenever COVID-19 comes into discussion, you know, masks, no matter, everybody's wearing masks. I mean, pretty soon we're going to go out in the street and people are going to be walking around in hazmat outfits. The fear factor is so much that we're going to require some sort of psychiatric therapy and an adjustment on the other side of this.
Yeah, it's incredible, and that's coming. You know, Fauci has already said he thinks people should be wearing goggles,
yes.
And you're right. Pretty soon we'll all be wearing spacesuits.
Well, you know, and the thing is, who was it, the governor of Nevada? He said, yeah, as soon as the election comes and goes, that'll be the cure for COVID-19. Everything will be okay again.
Oh, yeah.
You know, really, I mean, and it's like all of a sudden everybody's going to wake up and go, oh, it was about the election.
No doubt. They just are so mad to get Trump that they're determined even to destroy the economy totally unnecessarily to do it. And, you know, we can see from the fact that most of the people who die from COVID are in nursing homes and are elderly and have pre-existing conditions. The rates are, I mean, it's a much milder illness for people who are younger and healthier. And so all of this, the social distancing, the masks, the whole thing. It's overblown. It's hysterical. It's unnecessary. And it's really, I'm increasingly convinced, designed to tank the economy so that Trump will lose in November.
Well, totally. I mean, that's the only thing you can understand and to kind of bring into some sense of reasoning for why are we going through all this? We didn't go through it with AIDS. We didn't go through this with the flu. Other pandemics that we still don't have an answer for AIDS. I don't see people being locked up. I don't see healthy people being locked up because of AIDS. But this right now, because for a time such as this, heading into the election, everybody's losing their mind. And, it's like, boy, we're going to need to take a breather here and just kind of calm down, take some deep breaths. And, we just can't get this election over with fast enough, because there's no doubt the mainstream media, the entire cabal of the progressive left, they're in full force to make sure Trump gets out, because their ambition ultimately, I mean, their desperate ambition is for us to go back on track. Their track is to get on a globalistic trajectory.
Oh, yeah. This is all just designed to make us used to government interference, to government control of every small aspect of our lives, of being used to this incredible governmental overreach. You know, Barack Obama actually said it when Trump was elected, that this was just a speed bump, that Trump was just a speed bump on the way to where they wanted to go. Mm-hmm. Where they want to go now, it's very clear. Anybody who's paying attention should realize where they want to go is to socialism, authoritarianism, even totalitarianism. We're seeing that increasingly. Totalitarianism means exactly what it says. It's mm-hmm. total control by the government of everything in your life. Now think about, over the last few weeks, since the whole George Floyd killing, and I'm not justifying that or anything of the kind, but the fact that everywhere you look, you know, I want to see a baseball game, I have to deal with it. I want to see a movie, I have to deal with it. There is no place where you can be free from this Black Lives Matter Marxist agitprop. And, of course, Black Lives Matter, nobody really doesn't believe that, mm-hmm. but it's being used by this insidious organization to push things that are in completely at variance with American values and what the American way of life has been up to this time.
Yeah, it's killing our fun. It's not fun to go to a game anymore. Even watching TV, I don't want to hear any more about any sports, people taking a knee, not taking a knee. It's like, look at it. If you don't want to respect the flag, as far as I'm concerned, if it was in my authority and my venue to do, I'd take the colors out of those venues. So, look, if you're not going to respect the national anthem, you don't deserve to have the flag in your building. You know, we're not going to cater to you.
You want the police defunded, then don't expect police protection.
Right. I mean, it's real simple. And, and look what's happening already. I mean, New York is just totally, they've lost their mind. And, I don't blame Donald Trump for being a little frustrated. You know, Governor Cuomo's approval rate, which makes you wonder, is that why are the approval ratings for Cuomo so high when this guy, decides on his own that the best way to deal with COVID is to get the sick people and put them into nursing homes, and then a bunch of people die there, and somehow it's Trump's fault. But he's the governor. He's the one that did this, and his ratings are high, and I don't blame Donald Trump for saying, what's wrong with this picture? You know, here I've done all this stuff. They say, well, you needed to have a national plan. Well, he came out with a national plan. I mean, he said, national spokespeople, we've done all this. He just has not done the next step, which is what they would do, obviously, and that is take over each state in a totalitarian sort of way, as you say, Robert. And all of a sudden, you know, the federal government is coming into each state and telling them what to do. And then now we really would have all hell breaking loose, I guess.
Well, you know, it shows the power of the establishment media. Florida has this much more under control, and there have been many fewer deaths, not only in absolute terms, but per capita as well, between Florida and New York. And yet Cuomo is a big hero, and people are saying DeSantis has failed and caused devastation. It's because they don't like DeSantis. He's pro-Trump, he's conservative, he's Republican, and they love Cuomo. And they actually succeed in hoodwinking people into thinking that Cuomo has done this well and DeSantis badly.
Well, this is the problem. The propaganda machine is working full force. They are desperate, Robert. They cannot let go. This is almost, I mean, this is going to be their Waterloo. You know, November the 3rd, it's make or break, and they understand this. And on top of this, they're going into this battle with a very flawed Joe Biden as a candidate for president. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, that's our hope, really, that if Biden really is the candidate, which I'm still not convinced he's going to be, but if he actually turns out to be, that's their Achilles heel. I mean, I've seen people say, no, it shows that.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Robert Spencer after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I'll tell you, it's a time and a moment that requires all hands on deck, and also that kind of spirit, if I might quote a former Democratic president back in the days when there used to be a reasonable Democratic Party. the party of John F. Kennedy when he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Robert Spencer, we've come a long way since then, right? I mean, that has been turned on its head.
Absolutely. Nowadays, it's taken for granted that the government has to do for us, and people expect sit on their hands and expect handouts from the authorities and think that that's just their natural state of things. The government has to provide the most minute of social services.
Well, I want to talk about Beirut, but before we get there, you've got a new book coming out, right?
Yeah, it'll be out in a couple of weeks. So you can pre-order it now. It's called Rating America's Presidents. It's a bit of a departure for me in that it doesn't deal with jihad. Mm-hmm. It is showing what we are at, what is at stake in the left's war on history, and how the left is tearing down statues, trying to make us ashamed of being American. It shows what made America great, how we got here, and which presidents were effective and which were not, based on the simple criterion of which ones did good for America, put America first, and made life better for Americans.
Well, it's perfect timing, too, Robert, in light of these, you know, the controversial study and award-winning piece. But it's award-winning, so and you question, especially when other people have looked at it. I'm talking about the 1619 Project that's now being, you know, touted. And I think something like 3,500, which is scary, 3,500 institutions, school, educational centers are embracing the 1619 Project. And so that, of course, the other important contrast of that is, of course, 1776. And with your book, to take a look at, the American presidents, again, reinforcing, you know, the true history of our country at a time when you've got Marxists and you've got other people who want to rewrite our history. And, of course, Orwell told us in 1984, the warning was there that he who controls the past will control the present and the future.
Yeah, and that's the whole idea here. They want to, they've actually done very well. We can see it with the rioters in Seattle and Portland. They've made young Americans think that it's a terrible thing to be American, and then make them hate their own country, their own history, their own heritage. Of course, these young people don't have the slightest clue what American history was really all about. And that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book. This is designed as exactly an antidote to things like the 1619 Project, Howard Zinn's famous and popular history of the United States, and other leftist presentations that denigrate America.
All right, I want to get your read on what happened in Beirut. Underreported mainstream media is just, I mean, it's like, where are they on this thing? This thing is very suspicious. Help our audience understand, you know, what happened here, that this isn't some fireworks facility. I mean, there's more to this than what's being reported.
Much more. In the first place, there was ammonium nitrate involved in the explosion, and that is a chemical that Hassan Nasrallah of Hezbollah has threatened to blow up Israel with in the past. Not only that, but Hezbollah was found to have been storing 3 metric tons of ammonium nitrate in London and more in Germany, and boasting about how he could use it against Israel. And so I think that this whole thing, of course, it's not entirely clear what happened yet, but that the primary suspicion has to fall on Hezbollah, and it's jihad against Israel.
Right. Well, and would they do this? I mean, would they send a missile there? I mean, because there's some eyewitness reports and responses saying that it sounded like maybe a missile or a plane was coming into the area before the explosion.
No, they wouldn't do it because they wanted to use this all against Israel.
Yes.
They didn't want to blow it up in Beirut. So in that sense, the accident theory could coalesce with the Hezbollah theory, in that it might have been a Hezbollah weapon stockpile and ammonium nitrate stockpile that was destroyed in an accident or by carelessness, or that the Israeli armed forces, although I have to note that Israel has denied this,
yes,
but of course they would have every reason of doing so, but the Israelis were possibly destroying weapons that were going to be used against Israel.
Yeah, and that was my question. Did the IDF come in and do something preemptively?
could well have happened. Of course, we've seen all these strange explosions recently in Iran devastating damage to their nuclear program. And there again, it's very likely that Israel was involved because for Israel, it's a matter of life and death and basic survival.
Well, and they've been reinforcing their northern border right there, right?
Yes, because Hezbollah is constantly threatening war, constantly preparing for war. If you go up there, I've been up there, and you can see billboards in southern Lebanon right across the border taunting Israelis and boasting about the imminent conquest of Israel by Hezbollah.
And so I guess they shouldn't believe them when they say, we want you out of here and gone forever, right?
Well, that is the thing. Nobody really wants to believe them. Nobody really wants to look at the motivating ideology behind the jihad against Israel. And so the false foreign policy solutions keep being proposed that are unworkable and doomed to failure from the beginning.
And, without a doubt. Yeah, exactly. Well, Robert, we got about 3.5 minutes left, and I did want to respond to your commentary on a federal court cheating the Boston Marathon jihadi out of his 72 virgins. I guess he is not going to suffer the death penalty after all, right?
Yeah, unless this is in turn overturned. But right now, that's how it looks. Mm-hmm. The death penalty was overturned by an Obama-appointed judge who said that it was impossible for Jokhar Tsarnaev to get a fair trial in Boston right after the killing. Now, the thing is that Tsarnaev has admitted his involvement.
Yes.
And so we can say everybody's entitled to a fair trial and so on, and that's absolutely true. But the guy has admitted doing it. He's on video setting the bombs down. And so what exactly are we arguing about here? If anybody deserves the death penalty, you know, sometimes I got to tell you, Bill, when I am I'm attacked for doing this all the time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if the attacks are getting to me, I think about Martin Richard. Martin Richard was the 8-year-old boy who was standing there watching the Boston Marathon when the bomb went off right behind him and killed him.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, those people who say that that standing up against jihad terror is Islamophobic and hateful, they've forgotten all about Martin Richard.
Yeah.
And apparently this Obama-appointed judge doesn't know or care about Martin Richard. But he doesn't get any right to appeal. His death penalty, it's already carried out.
And we have people suffering to this day because of the injuries that were sustained in that bomb blast. How many lost limbs? When that bomb blast went off, I mean, and I mean, it is a heartbreak, and you bring this back into focus is that we lose sight in time of those that have suffered so dramatically. Here's this 8-year-old who would have been a teenager now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that I don't have it in front of me, but I believe that there were people who lost limbs in his family. And so that's a family that is devastated forever.
Yes.
Because of this evil person. And we're worried about he didn't get a fair trial. He admitted doing it. If people were angry with him at the trial, that doesn't mean he didn't admit doing it.
Right, exactly. Now, you say there could be a reversal of the reversal?
Well, yeah. Trump has called for that. And I commend him for doing so. And it hasn't gone up to the Supreme Court. It could. And the original sentence should be reinstated.
Without a doubt. Robert Spencer has been our guest. He's the director of Jihad Watch, Shulman Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, author of the new book, Raiding America's Presidents. And that's coming soon. You can pre-order it now and tell them again where they can go, Robert, to pre-order this new book, Raiding America's Presidents.
You can get it at Amazon.com, at BarnesandNoble.com, and if there are any bookstores left in your area, I'm sure they have it on order or will order it at your request.
And we're going to be happy to link it on our website as well. Robert, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Take care.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that if you can't get out to get to a VA hospital or clinic, they can come to you? Yep, it's called telehealth. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. Contact your local VA center and ask them how you can enroll in telehealth. and join the 25,000 veterans a day that are using telehealth services at the VA. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still calling mail-in voting as an option in the 2020 general election a catastrophe waiting to happen. In an Oval Office event yesterday with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, the president said mail-in voting would be, in many places, a disaster.
Absentee voting, great. But this mail-in voting where they mail indiscriminately millions and millions of ballots to people, you're never going to know who won the election. You can't have that.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease and a member of the COVID-19 task force says he's had to hire security to protect his daughter because of death threats. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying that he never thought people would go that far as to object to public health principles about COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is Lou Euler time, the founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Mr. Lou, how are we?
I am well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm COVID-free. I'm here on the West Coast with you, you know, trying to fight the good fight. I was down, you know, by Camp Pendleton and already starting to see the signs of impeached Newsom. You know, this is the way it started. You remember with Gray Davis. I mean, it started with a few signs, and next thing you know, you had wildfire going on. So it seems like... you know, even the citizens of California have about had it with Gruesome Newsom.
Well, that seems to be the case, and the use of the email process for developing the petitions to recall him is rapidly developing, and so it's a very interesting precursor to the election day. You bet.
What is this saying about the Democrats' stronghold on this state? I mean, they have been, they really have this state so pummeled that it's become a one-party state. But the policies, the discussion as they continue, I think America is starting to turn the lights on and realize the problem is the Democratic Party.
Well, you know, that's the trouble. We've always respected the classic Democrat Party that represented average people and families in across America, but this one has turned into a mobilization of BLM, Antifa, and all things anti-American, And that's what I think we're feeling in California with the recall effort. And, you know, recently a congressional special race was held, and it was held by a Democrat, and a Republican won it, Mike Garcia.
Exactly.
And that may foretell some direction and change in direction, even here in California.
And we're seeing it around the country. I mean, Tuesday's primaries, two big winners, a lot of momentum heading, you know, for Republicans and conservatism. And I got to imagine behind some closed doors in the Democratic Brain Trust, they're probably wondering, you know, this could be a portend of things to come. And you and I have been talking about it because the binary choice is so clear, Lou, that either the Democrats are really going to spin the heads of the American voter and take over exactly what they want to take over, which is the White House, the House, and the Senate, or there is going to be an incredible landslide for conservatism. And, you know, and at that point, it is going to crush the Democratic Party in such a way that they're going to have to call time out on the party and reconnoiter and realize that all these policies that they've been embracing, these Marxist socialistic policies, they've been trying to sell this and, you know, passionately in all forms of passion. And 70% of America is not interested, but they don't get it yet. And they're going to take it all the way to November the 3rd until they finally realize. And hopefully that's what they realize is that, you know, America is still a free America, a constitutional republic.
Yes. And, you know, I think I would redefine it in more common sense and common language terms. It is not so much a political battle between conservatives and socialists and progressives and all the rest. Now, with all the commotion in the streets and all the rest of the stuff that's going on, it's really more a battle to restore common sense, tranquility, respect for law and order, normalcy. This is really what I think our people are reaching out for, is more differentiating between parties and philosophies, etc. It's more a restoration of tranquility, common sense, going to church, going to school, getting back to work, the ordinary things of life.
It does start with the moral consciousness of its citizens. That's where it begins. And maybe America is waking up to say, look at, you know, I'm missing the mark here. And they, whether or not they want to admit it or see that what's happening to America, you know, what seems to be the prevailing thought these days, and it's increasing, Lou, is that God is judging America. God judged America in 2001, 9/11. And here we are 19 years later, which fits a pattern of ancient Israel, and it's consistent with that pattern. And here we are 19 years later being judged once again, whether you want to consider COVID-19. Interesting, 19 years, COVID-19. You got the repetitive 19 number comes into play, a number for judgment. Judgment, as we know in theology, but you know, these you can't deny it, and more people are waking up to it and realizing you can't abort children to the measure that we have done, to any measure. You know, we can't be a disrespecter of life to the degree that we have, and now we've gotten to the point, because there is this idea that we don't want God. We want to be a godless society so we can do as we darn well please, whether it has to do with kids that have not been born, but, you know, kids that we have participated in the creation process, and we've tossed them aside and been a disrespecter of life. And you know, now we want to disrespect law and order, and we think we're going to have it our way. I mean, and that, you know, morality and law and order go hand in hand. And without those two critical elements, I mean, you've got the America that we're experiencing today.
Well, and when you get the Los Angeles School Teachers Union challenging the reopening of the schools and saying that first, we have to end the flow of funds for parental choice, for charter schools, et cetera, and we have to defund or reform the police, et cetera, you know that common sense has fled the organizations on which many people have relied for so long, and this is an indicator of what you're saying, and we just have to get back to that tranquility, reality, and common sense, and then we can make America great again.
Exactly, and speaking of the education system, public schools and the powers to be, the unions, have, in a sense, Lou, effected a siege work on all these other educational, private schools, because right now in the era of COVID, public schools are still, they're still getting tax money. And this is why, the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, said, hey, you're not delivering, you're really not working, so maybe we shouldn't be giving you this money. I think that was a fair question. Maybe some of that might be as, hey, we need to spread that money out to these other educational facilities that have been compromised as a part of COVID, 19, and we should use some of that money to help them out because, as a private school, what have they got to count on? I mean, parents are going, hey, I'm not bringing my kids. I'm not going to pay tuition. They're not coming to school. And it's no fault of the school themselves. But these private schools are taking a big hit. And I don't know how many are going to survive on the other side of COVID-19. And, that makes the public, school teachers union very happy because that's one less competitor in the field of education, right?
No, that's absolutely right. And let's go back to what America was built on. Competition in the private sector. As we try and by competing with each other, we get the best products, we get the best services, etc. And what the teachers union is trying to achieve now is an end to competition because the charter schools and private schools seem to be producing better results than the public schools, and they can't stand that competition, so they're trying to eliminate that by eliminating the flow of funds that the parents would like to see go to those schools of choice.
Yeah, eliminate the competition, and it's clear what our public school system has been delivering, and it's a poor return on the investment for all the money that we have put into the public school system. Lou Yiller, the founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, where can people go to be in the flow of the know, as we say?
Come to us with limittaxes.org and join the education project on tax reform, which is going to remake America.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call.
That's right.
Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airlines. Airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. How you doing? Hope you're having a great day, or at least have plans for even a great day. And if it hasn't been, look, at time to reset, and let's make it a great day anyway, all right? What the heck? I mean, given the choice, we'll do the best we can. Great to have you along with us, as I say. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. By the way, also check out our new YouTube presentation. Jonathan Kahn is there. The interview with Jonathan Kahn that we did last week aired on Monday. You know, just an incredible hour of time spent with him on his new book, Harbinger 2. It will blow your mind. I often say with Jonathan, he keeps chicken skinning me, and in case that's a foreign idea for Jonathan, I told him that for a long time. I said, you keep chicken. He didn't quite understand what I was referring to. In case you don't as well, I'll clarify, chicken skin is like goosebumps. You know, when somebody tells you something that you weren't aware of, that's just such a breakthrough and so fascinating, you just go, wow. And here's Jonathan as a Messianic rabbi who understands. I mean, he grew up with the history of the culture, the Jewish tradition, and Hebrew and that. He brings an incredible amount of teaching and understanding. Not to mention the fact that especially, and this is one thing that I've been mindful of, especially as a theologian, I consider myself a theologian, and I'm a student of the Word of God, and is that I look for people who have a sense of revelation, who are really so close to God, that are so pursuing God, that they come with added insight to Scripture. And to happenings, especially right now in this world, you know, what is going on? Many people find themselves looking up instinctively. There's just something about when we feel so threatened, and we know instinctively it's out of our control, we look up. The Bible says you look up because your redemption draw nigh. And by redemption drawing nigh, you have to look at the Redeemer and who that is to redeem you. And you look up. You don't look to Washington, D.C. You're not looking to the Capitol and your various states. You look up because God is still in control. And it's, in some regards, it's easy to see that there is a shaking that is taking place. And this is what Jonathan talks about in Harbinger 2. Again, he talked about it in Harbinger 1, the first book. And as he broke that down, it was pretty fascinating. And like I said,
it will chicken skin you and get your attention to realize that what is happening in our country is not by accident. It is by design, and there is an ultimate purpose behind it all. So the book will be coming out on September the 1st, but meanwhile, you can get kind of a little preview of what the book is about in our conversation at my YouTube channel at Bill Martinez Live. With us right now is Kevin Coleman. Kevin is the Vice President of Federal Government Relations at the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Kevin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Hey, I want to talk about, the clock has been ticking for small businesses, with nearly 75% of small businesses out of government PPP loan money. And meanwhile, Congress, I mean, for those that have been looking for Congress to be the answer, this is time and again is their answer. Everything gets politicized, and instead of really taking care of the people, let's renegotiate deals. Let's make sure that we don't let any good crisis go to waste. You know, what's in it for me? I mean, the ultimate quid pro quo. But meanwhile, you know, people are worrying about paying their bills, small businesses, and it really crushes me being a small businessman myself. Is that here's all these dreams that they've had, people, you know, taken out loans and borrowed money from family to have their business, and to see it go down because of COVID, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It has been tragic, this pandemic, and it really has taken a severe negative impact on small business owners. Some of our recent surveys show that, you know, 92% of business owners had been severely negatively impacted by the by COVID-19. The PPP that you mentioned was a vital financial assistance tool, but for many business owners, that money is and has run out. And about 71% of those PPP recipients have already spent their loans. And of those who did receive funding, about half anticipate they'll need additional financial assistance over the 12 months as the shutdown orders are starting, stopping, and fits and starts.
Exactly. Well, the cost has been immense. And I don't know about you, Kevin, but it really irritated me when I heard the governor of Nevada say that all these problems that we are experiencing right now, the loss of businesses and jobs and all the pain that we've gone through, that they asked him, they said, well, when will all this pressure of, COVID-19, when will we come to a solution? He says, well, after the election. I don't know about you, but that my head exploded when he said that, because meanwhile, we have real people, real lives, real businesses, real jobs on the line for an election.
Yeah, a lot of frustrations are being felt out there. Take the federal negotiations right now, right? There is a need, as I said, about half of business owners want anticipate needing additional financial assistance in the next 12 months. They also want to see some liability protections put in place to prevent them from going under as a result of COVID-19 related lawsuits. They'd like to see some reform of that expanded unemployment insurance so they can get employees to return to work and fill open positions. And they would just like to see generally not a bunch of new regulations and red tape piled onto them, overreacting in a response to the pandemic.
Kevin, how big a problem is it? We had an idea that was going to be a big problem, that extra $600, to such a degree that, I don't know, according to one survey, it was estimated about two-thirds of those receiving that money found themselves in a position where, really, the net take-home was higher and served as a disincentive for them to go back to work, as they were being paid more to stay at home.
About a quarter of our members were unable to fill kind of open positions as a result of the federal pandemic unemployment compensation, trying to get workers back, but the extra $600 per week was too much, and it disincentivized workers from returning. So,
did we lose you?
Employees have number one problem. They want to bring. They want to bring their employees back, but it's just serving as a perverse incentive for doing so.
Well, maybe what they do is tie that in, that $600, to coming back to work. That the only way that you can be eligible for that $600. Maybe it's a bonus or whatever, or they turn it into something else that incentivizes them, because the Democrats are bound and determined to try to make that $600 stick. It's been a point of argument and debate between Republicans and Democrats. But meanwhile, you know, we got people in suspended animation worrying about how they're going to pay their bills.
Yeah, you're right. It is, you know, it is probably the most contentious sticking point in negotiations right now. Congressional Democrats have said they want it extended at least through January of 2021. I've also heard them say end of quarter one, 2021. And that would be problematic for small business owners trying to get employees back. They just want to see some reform of that. Very understanding and sympathetic to the problems that COVID has caused everyone, small business owners and workers alike, but need some rationality in that system. That is one of the biggest sticking points and holding back negotiations.
What did you think about a tax holiday the president proffered?
We have been supportive of tax relief that would help small business owners and employees keep some of their hard-earned money and then to invest either in the business and back into the economy. So we've been supportive of those concepts in the past. The payroll tax holiday, while I think it's been submitted as kind of amendments, is not in any of the current packages right now, but we shall see. And I know the administration is even considering trying to do that administratively. So I think time will tell, and we'll see how that goes.
Well, Kevin, give us a rundown. NFIB Research Center just released a survey on the state of the small business and the Paycheck Protection Program. What did you find?
4 out of 5 business owners applied for the Paycheck Protection Program. As I said, it was a vital financial assistance tool for the vast majority of small businesses. After some early hiccups, almost everyone, 7%, received the PPP funds. And there still are funds available. Businesses can apply for the first round up until August 8th, although I understand it may be difficult. Still, the technical deadline is August 8th. The problem is this COVID-19 has lasted longer than many in Congress anticipated at the end of March. As I said earlier, more than 7 out of 10 business owners have already spent their PPP funds. And about half anticipate needing additional financial assistance in the next 12 months. If they don't have that, then almost a quarter will have to lay off at least one employee.
Mm-hmm. And so all that money we've invested in them is going to go to naught, number one. My other question remains, Kevin, for those businesses who receive the money and may be in a position to, you know, receive it ultimately as a grant. But one of the conditions was that the employees would come back to work. Well, when the government interferes with with that process in dissuading employees to come back to work, then we're going to have a legal challenge here. I mean, where these businesses are going to have to go back and go, hey, look, I want this as a grant because you made it impossible for our employees to come back to work. It's not my fault. It's your fault.
Yeah, you've identified a major problem. The disconnect between the expanded unemployment insurance plus the Paycheck Protection Program motivation to bring employees back to work. Fortunately, there is a workaround and a safe harbor that business owners, if they are unable to bring people back, they can fill that out in their forgiveness application.
Exactly.
The forgiveness application period begins early next week, August 10th. But that'll be the next challenge, is making sure you apply for forgiveness and try to turn that loan.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.